姊妹早安。
And have been away for almost 2 months.
我离开你们大概有两个月。
And I always think about you.
我总是心里惦记着你们。
That's why when my sister went to the conference, they housed the Brown sisters in Dumbo.
所以当我的姊妹去 夏令会的时候, 我就问她, Dumbo 的弟兄姊妹们怎么样?
It's always the saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
所以就是说, 缺席总是, 会让一些事情更加有趣儿。
Okay, today I want to share with you from Colossians chapter 3.
今天我想与会众分享的经节首先是哥罗西书,
Let's read Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
哥罗西书第三章一到十节。
I read first in English, and our sister will lead you in Chinese.
我先用英文读。 之后会众与姊妹一同用英文中文读。
Okay, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, when Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication and uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil lust, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Verse 7, in the which ye also walk sometime when ye live in them. But now ye also put off all this, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off all the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
哥罗西书第三章一到十节，会众一起读。 所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事。那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候， 你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就与拜偶像一样，因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事情活着的时候，也曾这样行过。 但现在你们要这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、诽谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。
Please give importance to verse 4.
请会众注意第四节。Especially
in the part one, when it says, when Christ, who is our life?
特别是第四节的前半句，基督是我们的生命。Christ,
who is our life?
基督是我们的生命。Then
in verse 9, that ye have put off the old man with his deeds.
还有第九节说，你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。Okay,
let's turn again to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
让我们翻到哥罗西书第二章二十节。
And this is a very familiar verse.
这是大家很熟悉的经节。
Say, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
What is the book again?
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
加拉太书第二章第二十节，翻到了会众，请一起读。已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。 并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Okay, another verse in chapter 6, Galatians chapter 6, verse 14.
第六章十四节。
But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
加拉太书第六章第十四节，会众一起读。但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
嗯。
因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
Okay, let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your word once again.
主耶稣，早间我们来到你话语的里面。
Oh, once again, you reveal yourself to us.
求你把你自己启示给我。
Reminds us that who you are to us.
好叫我们。再次被提醒，你是什么怎么样的一位
？Oh, that as we live in this crooked and perverse generation,
让我们生活在这弯曲被虐的时代的时候
，we are able to live a life that is worthy of your calling.
好叫我们所过的生活与我们所蒙召的恩相称。
Lord, once again, we just commit your word into your hand.
我们再一次把我们所要交通的都仰望在恩主的手中。
Speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
求主说话，仆人谨听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Last time when I was here, I shared with you concerning the person of the Holy Spirit.
上一次我在这儿的时候，我与会众交通了关于圣灵的位格。
And one of the brothers also told me, "What will you continue to speak on this matter once again?"
有一个弟兄与我交通的时候，就问我会不会再就这一圣灵这个主题继续有些分享。
Indeed, this the matter of the Holy Spirit is such an important matter in our life.
真的，圣灵这一个主题对我们的实际生活是如此的至关重要。
I also heard that Brother Godwinson also speak concerning this matter.
我也听见在夏令会当中，孙国铎弟兄与会众交通的主题就是关于圣灵。
For all we know, we are living in a perverse, crooked generation.
我们众所周知，我们现今所活的世代是一个弯曲、被谬、堕落的世代。
We as the children of God need daily to be led by the Holy Spirit.
作为神的儿女，我们每日的生活都需要圣灵的引导。
Oh, the Holy Spirit is not only a some but great power, you know, we to reckon with.
圣灵不是什么一个巨大的力量。
It's a living person that lives within us.
圣灵是作为一个位格活生生的活在我们的里面。
And the thing is, the Holy Spirit doesn't have his own agenda.
问最重要的就是圣灵他没有自己的日程安排。
The only thing in the mind of the Holy Spirit is to fulfill God's eternal purpose.
圣灵所有所思所想都是成全神的旨意。
And last time I mentioned four important matters.
上一次我与会众交通了四点。
That the first thing is for all men to be saved.And secondly, to come to the full knowledge of the truth.
第一点就是让万人得救，第二点是让万人都知道真理。
That's why the preaching of the gospel is God's eternal purpose.
所以当我们传讲福音的时候，我们是传讲神永远的旨意。
Paul told us we need to preach the gospel in season and out of season.
保罗对我们讲得时和不得时，我们都要传讲神音。
Secondly, that we might come to the full knowledge of the truth.
第二点，好叫我们知道真理的全部。
We need to grow in life.
我们的生命需要增长。
And we need to know God's purpose.
我们要知道主对我们的心意。
And through this, we need to always come to the Word of God.
这样，我们只有一次再一次来到神话语当
中。With a humble spirit, we open ourselves to God. Let God reveal Himself to us.
我们要存谦卑的心，好叫神的话在我们的里面有亮光，启示我们。
As I mentioned before, you know, we are pursuing the book of Genesis with the high schoolers in SCA.
在西南区，我们和高中生所交通的书卷就是《创世纪》。
And when we come to the concerning the burial of Sarah, it really fascinates me.
当我们讲到撒来的埋葬的时候，真的令我非常的惊奇。
At first, when you read that chapter, it seems it's so depressing because Sarah died and Abraham need to find a place to bury Sarah.
当我们读到这一章的时候，我们知道撒来死了，亚伯拉罕需要找一个地方来埋葬他。
But the more you read, the more the Spirit speaks to us.
但是当你继续的更深的读的时候，这个话语就自己展开了。
Of course, causing us to see that this is the only possession and the one possession Abraham bought in his life.
让我们就看见这是唯一亚伯拉罕所买的一块地。
Abraham might be a rich man.
亚伯拉罕是一个很富足的人。
Yet that is the only possession he bought.
但是他却只买了这一块地。
And what is the reason?
为什么呢？
Hebrew tells us, for he looked forward for a better country.
希伯来书告诉我们说，因为他心里向往一个更美的家乡。
To him, all this possession on earth is really nothing.
对他来说，这一切的所拥有的都不足为奇。
One day, everything will be left behind.
当有一天这一切事情都会过去。
And the only thing is eternal city which we look forward to.
只有唯一一件事情是至关重要，就是那永远的城市，我们所仰望的。
Today when we read the word of God, we got encouraged.
今天我们在读主的话语的时候，我们心要被激励。
We are reminded of who we are.
我们会被提醒我们的身份，我们是谁。
Sometimes we forget.
我们经常会忘记。
But the word of God continues to what? Reveal himself to us.
但是主的话语就一次再一次地提醒我们。
That we should not look to things which are on earth, but things which are in heaven.
我们所要关注的不是在这个世界的事情上，而是天上的事。
Then the third thing is that we might live, the Holy Spirit liberate us from sin.
第三点我们交通的就是圣灵在我们的里面。释放了我们罪的辖制。
Galatians 5:16 says,
加勒太书第五章
，Walk by the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
如果你顺着圣灵行，就不照着肉体的情欲。
In other words, when we live by the Spirit,
换一句话说，当我们随着圣灵行事的时候
，the Spirit serves as a safe haven to protect us from all kinds of temptation.
这个圣灵就保守我们去拒绝一切的诱惑。
That's why the Holy Spirit is so important in our life.
这样圣灵在我们的生命中是至关重要的。
And lastly, the Holy Spirit is there to transform us that we might be like Him.
圣灵最后一点我们交通的就是他在我们的里面更新变化，好叫我们有耶稣基督的荣形。
Like what 2 Corinthians has said.
第二，哥林多后书讲到。
As we behold the glory of the Lord.
当我们看到主的荣形的时候。
As we reflect and look.To him.
当我们看到他的荣光
，We are what transformed from glory to glory.
我们自己也就荣上加荣。
As of the Lord's Spirit.
好像在主的灵的里面。
Today, brothers and sisters, how we need to walk by the Spirit, not only to liberate us from sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要知道我们是怎么样顺着圣灵行事，好叫我们从罪的辖制中释放出来。
But more importantly, by walking in the Spirit, we are transformed day by day to His image.
更主要的是，藉着圣灵的。更新的变化的力量，我们就更加向主。
Now today I want to share with you the thing I believe everyone knows. Christ is our life.
今天我要交通的就是众所周知的一个主题，就是基督是我们的生命。
After we became a Christian, this is the most important revelation that we should know. Christ is our life.
当我们得救之后，我们知道的第一个最重要的就是基督是我们的生命。
Let me backtrack a little bit.
让我往后再讲一讲。
How many times in our life have we fallen in the life as a Christian?
在我们的生活中，作为基督徒，我们有多少次都跌倒了？
How many times have we repented and we promise ourselves tomorrow will be another day?
我们有多少次认罪悔改，告诉我们自己说明天是新的一天。
And I will just do better.
我会做得更好。
Yet before the day, started, we fail again.
但是当第二天还没到的时候，我们就又跌倒了。
How many New Year have we experienced?
有多少个新年我们经过了？
We consecrated our life to Christ.
我们一次一次的再把自己交托给神。
Say, Lord, I just want to give myself to you.
我们对主说，我主啊，我就把自己献给你。
I want to diligently read your word, walk by the Spirit.
我想要勤奋地来读你的话语，照着圣灵行事。
Yet before the new year started, we fell again.
但是新年还没开始的时候，我们就又跌倒了。
What is really the problem here?
这里的问题是什么呢？
Because we should see one thing, Christ is our life.
因为我们应该看到一点，基督是我们的生命。
You know, it's one thing to live a Christian life by your own strength.
如果你想要过基督徒生活，就着你自己的力量。
But it's another thing to walk a Christian life victoriously by the power of the Holy Spirit.
是不可能的，唯有藉着圣灵过得胜的生活，才是基督徒要行的。
You know, in the Lord's table, we had a lot of prayers was made.
在主日的桌子上，我们有许多的祷告。
Every time we see the bread and the cup, we always give us a reminder who we are before.
当我们看到主的饼。桌子的时候，我们总是被提醒我们自己的身份是谁，我们是谁。
Before we had Christ, we are a group of people who live in sin and one day will die in sin.
我们蒙恩得救之前，我们是生活在最终要死在最终的一群人。
Our brother has mentioned for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
我们的弟兄也提醒我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
Somewhere among the line, in the line.
但是在我们生活的有一天
the Holy Spirit continued to work in our hearts.
圣灵继续在我们心里动工。
It started to convict our hearts with, convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
让我们为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
Causing us to see that we are a group of people separated from God.
让我们知道我们是一群被神分别为圣的一般人。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2 says,
以赛亚书五十九章第一到第二节说
Maybe we can read it.
让我们来读一下
Isaiah 59
以赛亚书第五十九章
Verses 1 and 2
第一节第二节
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, and neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear.But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear.
以赛亚书第五十九章第一节第二节，耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救；耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
You know, this is the first big revelation.
这是你知道，这是第一个很大的。
When the Holy Spirit starts to work in your hearts,
当圣灵在你心里做工的时候
，we realize what we are a group of people separated from God.
我们知道，我们意识到，我们是被神分别为圣的一群人。
People might say, "Well, we are created by God."
人们会说我们是神所造的。
Yes, God is our creator, but He has no relationship with us.
是的，神是我们的创造者，但是我们与他没有关系。
Because of our sins, we are separated from God.
因着我们所犯的罪，我们被与神隔绝。
But more than that, we are a group of people who are in sin.
更主要的是，我们是一群活在罪中的一群。
We are born in sin. We live in sin. We are going to die in sin.
我们生在罪中，活在罪中，我们会死在罪中。
The Bible tells us we are dead in sins and trespasses.
圣经告诉我们说，我们是死在罪恶过犯中的一群人。
Well, to us who are already been redeemed, a Christian, to us this fact concerning realizing that we have sinned is to us something common.
对于我们已经蒙恩得救的人，我们已经知道这一件事情。
是一个平常的，
是很平常的，对于我们好像是一件很平常的事。
But let me tell you, to realize that we are sin, it's a revelation.
但是让我告诉你，如果知道自己是罪人的话，这是真的启示。
No one will admit that they have sin.
没有人知道自己是有罪的。
You know, one time, one of our young sisters went to the child care center to start preaching the gospel.
有一次我们一个年轻的姊妹到一个小孩的地方去给他们传讲福音。
And the host is so accommodating, they allow them to preach the gospel to the children.
在这个地方的这个人就很帮助他们，就允许他们在这个看小孩的幼稚园来宣讲福音。
So they start to preach the gospel to the children, telling them that you have sinned and you need Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior.
所以他们就在这幼稚园告诉孩子们，你们犯了罪，你们应该接受主耶稣基督为你们的救主。
And the children responded.
然后孩子们就回应了。
And one of the children went home and told her mom, "Mom, you know what? I learned one thing. I'm a sinner."
所以有一个孩子呢，就回家告诉他的母亲说：“妈妈，今天我学到了一件事情，就是我是罪人。”
But so surprisingly, the mom gets angry.
但是令人惊奇的是，这个母亲就非常的生气。
Say, who told you that you are a sinner?
他说：“谁告诉你你是个罪人？”
Immediately, the mother went to the child care center and complained.
然后这个母亲就到了这个幼稚园，就投诉。
And therefore, we are suspended to go into the child care center in preaching the gospel. gospel.
所以我们就再也不能到幼稚园去传讲福音。
Brothers and sisters, to know that we have sinned, that we are in sin, is a revelation of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，你们一定要明确的知道，如果知道我们有罪，并且我们在罪中活着，这个是一个很大的启示。
We always find excuses.
我们总是有许多的借口。
We say that, oh, this is not sin, this is only a weakness.
我们就说我们这不是罪，只是我们一个软弱。
Or maybe sometimes we blame it to other people because he caused me to sin.
我们经常就埋怨其他的人，把怨言推到其他人，说是因为他们才犯罪。但感谢主的恩典。
When God's grace and mercy came into us,
当神的恩典临到我们的时候
，we realize that we are a sinner.
我们意识到我们是罪人。
And we start to confess our sin.
我们就开始认罪。
Confess our sin means we agree with God with such concerning the Word of God.
认罪就是说我们同意神所说的，我们愿意承认他的话是真实的。
And not only that, we repented.
然后我们就悔改。
We make a big turn.
我们就转了过来。
Before we are our mind is towards sin, towards the world, towards Satan.
以前我们的心思意念是对着罪，对着撒旦，对着仇敌。
But that day when this God's revelation is on us.
当神的启示临到我们的时候，
we turn to the Savior for redemption.
我们就转向我们的救主，我们就得到了救赎。
In other words, we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be our personal Lord and Savior.
这样我们就承认耶稣基督作为我们的个人救主。
And the result are we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样的话，我们就蒙圣灵的印记。
You know, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 says.
以弗所书第一章。
He said we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
十三节，就是说我们以圣灵为我们的印记。
I believe a lot of you already know this, but every time I talk about this, I get excited.
我知道大家都知道这个，但是我每次讲到这个，我都非常的兴奋。
Just imagine we are a group of people who are just trash.
你想一想，我们是一群人，就像一堆垃圾似的。
But God redeemed us back.
但是神却买赎了我们。
And filled us with the Holy Spirit of promise.
以圣灵作为我们的印记。
Verse 13 says, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also that ye have believed, ye are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise."
以弗所书第一章十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
Brothers and sisters, how do you know that you are saved?
弟兄姊妹们，你怎么知道你就得救了呢？
Because we have the seal of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有圣灵的印记。
Not only Satan knew, God knew, the angels knew about it.
不仅说我们自己知道，仇敌知道，天使也知道。
Oh, this seal proves that we are a God's possession.
这个印记告诉我们，我们是基督的，我们是属基督的。
But it doesn't stop right there.
但是不是停在这里。
Peter 1:23 says,
彼得前书第一章二十节说，
being born again, not with corruptible seed, but incorruptible.
因为我们重生不是因着必朽坏的食物。
God not only what, redeem us back.
是彼得前书第一章说到不能衰残，不能玷污的。
We are being redeemed.
是我们被买赎了。
Yet we are being born again.
我们是重生了。
Through the Holy Spirit we are born again.
藉着圣灵我们重生了。
But it doesn't stop right there.
但是没有停在这儿。
John 1:12 says,
约翰福音第一章十二节讲到，
For as many as believe him, to them gave him the power to become the children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他的名，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Just imagine，
你想象一下
，from a person who is like trash，
就像本来我们就如一堆垃圾一样。
God has redeemed us back，
但是神却买赎了我们。
Put His seal upon us，
在我们的身上打上印记
，causing us to be a born again person，
好叫我们能够在他里面得到重生。
That's why the Lord told。Nicodemus, you need to be born again.
所以主就对尼科底母说，你需要重生。
Because if we are not born again, we are just a walking dead.
如果我们不重生的话，我们就是活着的死人。
And not only we are born again, we become the children of God.
我们不仅得到重生，而我们成了神的儿女。
Basically, this is the first great revelation after we got saved.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们得救。蒙拯救之后，这是第一个最大的启示。
No, the second revelation.
第二个启示
is that this world that which we are staying is not a good thing.
这个世界我们所居住的不是一个好的地方。
Before we thought that this world is our home.
那以前我们认为这个世界就是我们的家。
But when God came to be our life.
当神来到我们的心中的时候。
We know this world is not our home.
它成为我们的生命，我们就知道这个世界不是我们的家。
We are looking for the eternal city. We are looking forward for the eternal home, which is heaven.
我们就仰望天上那永远的家乡，更美的家乡。
For this world is becoming from bad to worse.
因为这个世界是从坏到更坏。
Young people, let me tell you.
年轻人，让我告诉你们。
Don't put your home in this world today.
不要以这个世界作为你们的家。
Yes, we continue. Need to live.
是的，你要活在这个世界上。
We need to study to make our living.
我们也要学习，我们也要生存。
But we need to know we are just what a visitor.
但是我们要知道，我们只是一个寄居的客旅。
The place which we are living is like modern day Sodom and Gomorrah.
我们所居住的这个世界就是现代的索多玛和俄摩拉。
You know, every time we talk about the Samaritan woman,
我们每次讲到撒玛利亚妇人的时候，
we always say, "Oh, this is an extreme case of immorality."
我们就讲到这是一个极端、不道德的一个、一个故事。
If this will not happen during our age, no, it does happen.
我们会说这种情况不会在我们现代社会中发生，但是事实上是真的发生。
You know, I have an office mate. Who married four times?
我有一个同事，他结了四次婚。
And is still divorced.
还离婚了。
This is not an extreme case. This is what's happening today.
这不是一个极端的故事，真的是实上发生的。
That's why when I get married to my wife in New York.
所以当我在纽约和我的妻子结婚的时候，
I was really surprised.
我非常惊奇。
You know, the first question the judge asked me.
第一个，基督徒的，
No, the judge.The judge asked me.
这个法官就问我。
Is this the first time?
这是你第一次婚姻吗？
I from Asia. I was really startled. What's happening?
我是从亚洲来的，我非常惊奇。我就说你这是什么意思？
In our mind, when we married, that's once and for all. That's it.
在我的脑海里就是只结这一次婚，一次永远。
Yet this is what's happening nowadays.
但是今天在我们的社会上就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, do you hear the news that Taiwan is the first Asian country to legalize gay marriage?
弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有知道这个新闻？就是台湾已经成为亚洲地区第一个承认同性恋合法婚姻的一个地区。
This world today is a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah.
这个世界上真是现代的索多玛和俄摩拉。
The Bible tells us it's like an old carpet, so old, really to be ready to be rolled away and thrown into the fire.
圣经上告诉我们，这个世界就像一个旧的地毯，准备了，卷好了，扔掉。
So today, as you know, as children of God, we need to put our hope in the heavens.
所以，作为神的儿女，我们要把我们永远的希望、永恒的希望放在天上。
We need to seek the things which are above, not the things which are on earth.
我们要仰望天上的，而不是看地上的。
Secondly, we need also to know that we are a group, even though we are the children of God, yet we are always undergoing temptation.
第二点，我们要知道，虽然我们是神的儿女，但是我们却时常经到诱惑。
We are reading Genesis chapter 39.
我们在读创世纪第三十九章。
No, Joseph is a righteous man.
约瑟是一个义人。
He is faithful in Potiphar's house.
他在波提乏的全家当中。
Yet Potiphar's wife daily tried to you know seduce him.
但是波提乏的妻子却每日的想要引诱他。
You think that this is only happening to Joseph? No, it's happening also to us.
你以为这只是发生在约瑟身上的一件事吗？不是的，对我们也是同样的。
Every time you open the television,
每天你打开电视的时候，
you read the iPhone,
你看你的手机的时候，
practically 80% are all dirty stuff.
事实上真的是80%都是一些污秽的东西。
If we are not aware of it, we are not careful, we fall into temptation.
如果我们不小心、不谨慎自守的话，我们就很容易滑入这个诱惑里面。
So this is the second revelation.
这是第二个启示。
No, the third revelation.
第三个启示。
So how do we overcome all this?
我们怎么样才能得胜呢？
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
Brothers and sisters, Christ is our life.
弟兄姊妹们，基督是我们的生命。
A lot of times after we become a Christian,
有许多时候，当我们成了基督徒之后
，we feel that in order to satisfy God's righteous demand, we need to work hard in order to be a good Christian.
我们都以为，为了满足神旨意的要求，我们需要努力的做好。
Oh, we need to do this. We need to do that.
我们需要这样做，需要那样做。
But as I mentioned a while ago.
正如我之前讲过的
Every time we try to buy ourselves to be good, we fail.
每次我们下决心要为善的时候，我们失败了。
So how do we experience Christ as our life?
我们怎么才能来经历基督是我们生命这件事呢？
Essentially, in Colossians, we need to give up this old man and his deeds.
在哥罗西书里面讲到，我们要除去旧人和旧人的行为。
Every time temptation comes, we need to reject.
当试探来临的时候，我们要拒绝。
No, it doesn't mean that we try to show people that we are a testimony of Jesus Christ to warn temptation by our own strength.
我不是说我们为了作为耶稣基督的见证，当试探来临的时候，我们就着自己的力量来战胜他们。
But the first thing that came into mind, we need to reject.
但是第一个进入我们脑海里呢，我们是要拒绝。
You know, I talk about Joseph.
我们刚才讲到了约瑟。
He rejects all the temptation of Potiphar's wife.
他每次都拒绝波提乏的妻子对他的引诱。
Well, he had all the reason to fall into temptation.
他有众多的理由可以陷入这个诱惑。
Firstly, he is only a slave.
第一点，他只是一个奴隶。
And Potiphar's wife is his master.
波提乏的妻子是他的主。
Well, you just say whatever you want to do. Just what is your reason? I will do it, right?
那你要我做什么，我就做。这个是很有理由的。
But the thing is, Joseph rejected it.
但是约瑟却拒绝了。
He told him that Potiphar's wife, this is wickedness.
他对波提乏的妻子说，这是罪软弱。
And this is a sin against God.
这是我不能得罪我的神。
Young people.
年轻人
when temptation comes to you,
当诱惑来临的时候
don't give any excuse.
不要找任何的理由
Sin is a sin.
罪就是罪
Joseph knows one thing in his mind.
约瑟知道有一件事情
Regardless what kind of excuse he made,
不管他找什么样的理由
Sin is a sin, it's a sin against God.
罪就是得罪神的。
A lot of times we try to make excuses.
我们许多时候为自己找借口。
Oh, it's because he made me do it.
因为他叫我做的。
Oh, this is the fashion.
这个就是这个世界就是这样。
Oh, everybody's doing so, I do it.
每个其他的人都在做，我也就跟着做了。
Let me tell you, especially the parents.
我告诉你，特别是父母。
Don't make that excuse.
不要找借口。
We need to raise up our children in the fear of the Lord.
我们要在敬畏神的里面来抚养我们的儿女。
Don't say that, oh, because other people do it, we don't want to be different, so let's just do it.
不是因为其他的人在做，我们不要与他们不一样，所以我们也就跟着做。
You know, one time my son is telling me.
有一次我的儿子告诉我。
He said, "Dad, can you please, you know, mellow down a little bit in your speaking?"
他说，如果你在你讲话的时候，你可不可以温和一点
？He said, "Don't be too frank, you know."
你不要那么样的直接。
People doesn't like you anymore.
如果你那样直接，人们就不喜欢你了。
I said, "If I stop telling the truth."
我告诉他，如果我不讲这个真理
，then I better not speak anymore.
那我就干脆不要讲了。
I told my son.
我告诉我的儿子
，The way we are going through is a narrow way.
我们所经过的是一个窄路。
Only few is going is walking through this way.
只有不多的人来走在这条路上。
But it ends up in eternity.
但是他却直接引入永生。
But if you want to do all other people, the things that other people do,
如果你想照着别人的做法去做
，like the world's way,
就像这个世界的做法
，it is like a highway which ends up in damnation.
就像一个大路，但是它却导致了灭亡。
No, you better choose which way you want.
你要做决定，你要走哪条路
？Parents, we need to tell our children.
父母亲们，我们要告诉我们的孩子。
Yes, we might lose our friends because of the truth.
也许我们会就没有朋友，因为我们遵循真理。
But our destination is eternal life.
但是我们的终极目标却是永生。
Today we need to know that we need to give in order to.For Christ to be our life, we need to give up the old man and his deeds.
今天我们要基督做有王权，我们就要丢弃旧人和他所有的行为。
For Galatians chapter 6 says,
因为加勒太书第六章讲到
God forbid that I glory.
但我却不以别的夸口，只凭我主耶稣基督的十字架。
But for the world is crucified to me and me to the world.
因为就世界而言，我已经死了。
Verses that day when we rose up from the water.
当那天我们受浸从水里起来的时候
，The world is dead to us and we to the world.
世界对我们已经死了，我们对世界也是死了。
In other words, we don't have any more relationship with this world.
换句话说，我们与这个世界已经无关了。
We might be in this world, but we are not of this world.
我们是在这个世界里，但我们不属于这个世界。
This is what to know being crucified with Christ.
这个就是说我与基督同钉十字架。
Now, what is the positive thing?
那这个正面的事情是什么呢
？If the world is not our home and we are not, we need to give up this old man and his deeds.
如果这个世界不是我们的家，我们要丢弃旧人和旧人的行为。
Now the positive thing is Christ is our life.
那基督就做了我们的生命。
In other words, when we say Christ is our life, it means to say we want Christ to take the driver's seat.
换句话说，基督作为我们的生命，我们的驾驶员的位置就是由基督来做的。
We need to let Christ control our life.
我们就要基督在我们的生命中作王掌权。
He should have the preeminence in everything we do.
他要在我们的所有事情上作王掌权，居首位，掌王权。
You know, a lot of times when we talk about Christ is our life,
我们许多时候讲到基督是我们的生命的时候
is that when we met some problems,
是我们当有困难的时候
and we are not able to resolve it,
我们没有办法解决这个困难
our back is against the wall,
我们被逼到角落里
then we turn to Christ,
然后我们才转向基督
Christ to us is just a grocery store,
基督作为我们的生命就好像去超市买东西
you know, it's like do every, let me ask this, especially the sisters,
让我问你一个问题，特别是姊妹们。
Do you go to the grocery store every day? Can you please raise your hand?
你如果你每天都去超市买东西，请你举起手来。
I don't think so, right?
我不这样认为。
But we go to the grocery if we need something.
如果我们去超市，我们需要买的，我们才去。
A lot of times, our life, our relationship with Christ is just like that.
我们许多时候，我们与基督的关系就像去超市买东西。
When we need joy because of sorrow, we came to Christ.
我们因着心里不高兴，我们需要有喜乐，我们来到基督的前。
When we encounter some problem and we don't know how to resolve it, then we turn to Christ.
当我们遇到困难，我们不知道怎么解决的时候，我们就来到基督面前。
Christ to us is just a grocery store.
基督对于我们来说就像超市。
But the Bible tells us Christ is our life.
但圣经上告诉我们说，基督是我们的生命。
When Christ is our life, it means that the more early in the morning when you rise up, Christ is your life.
当你早晨起来一清晨起来的时候，你就要知道基督是你的生命。
Every breath we take, every move we make, every word we speak, Christ is our life.
我们的动作、气息、存留，我们所讲的话，我们全都是知道基督是我们的生命。
Whether we encounter problems or not, Christ is our life.
不管我们生活中有没有困难，基督是我们的生命。
In other words, He needs to take the lead in our daily living.
换一句话说，在我们每日的生活中，他应该居首位。
Why should Christ be our life?
为什么基督要做我们的生命呢？
Because we are not able to live a Christian life without Him as our life.
因为没有基督的生命，我们没有办法过基督徒的。
A lot of times we live our life by our common sense.
有许多的时候，我们是基于自己的平时的经验来过每日的生活。
Sooner or later, we found out we cannot make it.
不久，我们就知道我们的能力是没有办法让我们过得胜。
That's why when Joshua and the children of Israel entered to fight the first battle.
所以，当约书亚和以色列的民众去打第一仗的时候
，Before they took the battle.
在他们打仗之前
，The Lord appeared to Joshua.
主就对约书亚显现。
Joshua said, "Who are you?"
约书亚说你是谁
？Said the Lord, said, "I am the captain of the Lord's army."
他说我是耶和华军队的元帅。
In other words, the Lord wants to make Joshua to know.
换句话说，主要让约书亚知道。
You are not leading this fight. I am leading the fight.
你不是这军队的元帅，你不在领兵，是我在领兵。
Brothers and sisters, in our daily struggle with the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们每日与仇敌的交战当中
，Christ should be the captain of the army.
基督应该作为我们军队的元帅。
Because without him, we fall.
因为如果没有他的话，我们断定要失败。
You know, Joshua, you know, after knowing that Christ is the captain, they won the battle in Jericho.
当他们承认基督是军队的元帅的时候，他们就打了胜仗。
But when they are about to enter the second battle.
当他们要进入第二个征战的时候
when they try to look over the city of Ai,
他们就来到埃城的周围来看一看。
Everybody knows they feel like they don't need the whole army to fight against Ai.
大家都知道这个故事，以色列民众就认为不需要整个军队上去来打这个Ai这个城。
Joshua and the elders just sent 3,000 people.
他们就约书亚就说，那就遣3,000军队。
But to make the story short, they failed. They lose the battle, and 36 lost their life.
长话短说，所以他们就打了败仗，36个人就丧命了。
A lot of times we put the blame on Achan. Yes, Achan is one of the problems.
那是的，我们许多的时候就会来埋怨亚干。
Yeah, he took the things which should not be his.
因为他犯罪了，他拿了他不该取的东西。
But if Joshua and the elders would have prayed before they fight the battle,
如果约书亚和长老们在打仗之前有祷告的话，
if they would have asked counsel from the Lord, then the Lord would reveal to him Achan has sinned.
他们如果来询问耶和华的话，耶和华会启示给他们亚干已经犯罪了。
Then they would have dealt the sin of Achan first before they fight the battle of Ai.
他们就会解决亚干犯罪这件事情，然后才去征战。
And one of the main reasons they lost the battle is because it's common sense.
那还有一个原因是因为他们在使用他们的正常的思维方式。
Oh, we win the first battle, we surely will win the second battle.
我们第一仗都打赢了，第二仗一定打赢。
But we need to learn from King David.
但是我们一定要跟大卫王学这个。
King David in 2 Samuel chapter 5.
在撒母耳记下第五章的时候。
Let me read this. It's wonderful.
让我来为你读这些，真是太精彩了。
2 Samuel chapter 5.
约书亚记。
It says like
No, 撒母耳记下
2 Samuel chapter 5
第五章
verse 18
第十八节
said the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim
说非利士人下来然后在约伐因步兵
And verse 19 And David inquired of the Lord saying Shall I go up to the Philistines?
那大卫就询问神说：“我要不要去迎战非利士人？”
And the Lord said unto David, "Go up, and I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand."
他主就对他说，耶和华就对他说：“你可以上去，我必将非利士人交在你手里。”
Make the story short, they win the battle.
长话短说，他们就打了胜战。
But so interesting in verse 22.
但是很有趣的是，在第22节
，the Philistines again gathered at the same place.
非利士人又上来，在同样的地方。
And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim.
他们就又在利伐因谷，布散在利伐因谷。
If it were you, what will you do?
如果是你的话，你会怎么做呢
？The same enemy.
同样的敌人。
The same place.
同样的地方。
Why not just go up?
就直接去应战吧。
But verse 23 says, and when David inquired of the Lord.The Lord said, "Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and came upon them over against the mulberry trees."
撒母耳记下第五章二十三节说到，大卫求问耶和华，耶和华说，不要一直的上去，要转到他们后头，从桑树对面攻打他们。
This teaches a very important lesson.
这个就教导我们一个非常重要的原则。
Every time we encounter a problem.
当我们遇到困难的时候
Do not base on your previous experience.
不要基着你前面的经验
Yes, previous experience you might win the battle.
是的，也许前面的经验会有帮助
The Lord might give you a solution to that problem.
在前面一次主对你有前面的回答
But the past is a past.
但是过去的事情已经过去
A new problem comes in.
但是新的问题出现
We need to inquire of the Lord.
我们要继续求问耶和华
This is what we meant, Christ is our life.
这就是我所说的，基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life. Every time we encounter a problem, every time we meet a situation, whether it's good or bad, we need to inquire of the Lord.
所以，当基督是我们的生命，不论我们遇到什么样的事情，好的还是坏的，是什么样的，我们都要来询问，来祷告。
This is in reality experiencing Christ is our life.
这就是基督是我们的生命的实际。
So the second reason.
第二点。
Christ is our life. Not only that we.That he we can because he knows we cannot make it.
那基督是我们的生命，是不仅因为我知道我们不行。
Christ is our life because he wanted us to have a permanent relationship with him.
基督是我们的生命，好叫我们与他有永远的连接。
You have a permanent relationship like marriage.
就永远的这个关系，就像一个婚姻的关系。
A lot of times our relationship with Christ is like dating.
有许多时候，我们与基督的关系就像约会。
You know, dating is like You haven't got married yet, so you want to know the girl, so you dated her.
所以就是像你没有还没有结婚，你想知道这个女孩，所以你就跟她约会。
And then you met for a couple of hours. Yeah, they talk together and they start to know each other. But after the 2 hours, they still go back and live their own ways.
就是约会的时候，他们彼此见面两个小时，彼此知道，彼此交谈，然后就彼此分开。
Do they enjoy? Yes, they enjoy it.
他们彼此享受吗？是的，很享受。
But after a couple of hours, they go back and live their own life.
但是过了这两个小时之后，他们就彼此分开，各自过各自的生活。有许多时候，我们与基督的生活，基督关系就是这样的。
Oh, Friday nights we come to the meeting.
礼拜五的时候，我们来到聚会当中。
Oh, we enjoy the fellowship of the Bible study.
我们非常享受，读经祷告。
And we got so excited.
我们也非常的兴奋。
We learned something from the Word of God.
我们从主的话语中汲取了。
And Sunday comes.
礼拜天来了。
We enjoy the Lord's table.
我们非常享受主的桌子的
同在。And we enjoy God speaking in the message.
我们也喜欢神在藉着信息里面对我们讲话。
But after that,
但是这之后呢？
We go back to our own ways.
我们又重回自己的道路。
This is dating.
这个就是约会。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
He wants us to have a permanent, intimate relationship with Him.
他要与我们有永远的、非常亲密的一个关系。
May the Lord really open our eyes.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
Christ wants to be our life.
基督愿意成为我们的生命。
Christ wants to have some intimate relationship with us.
基督愿意与我们有亲密的关系。
But the thing is, are we willing?
但是最主要是我们愿意吗？
Now let's come to the practical application.
让我们来到一个实际当中。
The first thing we need to do is we need to admit our faults or our failures.
第一点，我们就需要承认我们自己的不足，我们的软弱。如果我们还是以为自己能成，
then Christ can never be your life.
那基督就永远不会成为你的生命。
Because you never have any failures.
那你觉得你从来没有失败过？
Why do I need Christ to, you know, to take over me?
我为什么需要基督来帮我做这件事？
Sometimes we experience failures because God wants to know that we cannot make it with ourselves. We need Christ to be our life.
有些时候我们遇见失败，是因为基督好叫我们知道我们自己不能做任何事。
We all know about the Apostle Peter.
我们都知道彼得彼得的故事。
He boasted, if all of you will leave you, I will never leave you. I even die for you.
他自夸说，即使所有的人都离开你，我也不会，我甚至会为你而死。
Yet we know before the cock crows, he denied the Lord 3 times.
但是鸡叫之前，他已经已经否认主名了三次。
And the Bible tells us, and Peter wept bitterly.
所以圣经上告诉我们说。彼得很伤心地哭了。
Peter just admit he's a failure.
彼得承认了自己的不足。
Secondly,
第二点，
we need to admit our inadequacy.
我们要承认我们的不足。
We don't have enough.
我们真的不足，我们没有足够。
Remember when the Lord was, you know, about to feed the 5,000?
记得主在要去喂饱5,000人的时候。
He told the disciples, we shouldn't let these people go. They might faint on the way, so you need to feed them.
他就对他的门徒说，我们不要让这些人现在就离开，因为他们在走路的时候可能就会晕了。
And one of the disciples says, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fishes, it's not enough.
就有一个门徒就说，我们只有5饼2鱼是不够的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know we are inadequate.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要知道我们真的是不足的。
We are inadequate to live a victorious life. How much more we can live inadequate enough to feed other people?
我们连自己都没法做得胜的生活，我们怎么能够去帮助别人呢？
The third thing,
第三点，
we need to know Christ is the only one who is adequate.
我们要知道基督是全有的神。
He's the only one who can fulfill all our needs.
他是唯一的能够满足我们一切需要的。
That's why he told the disciples, bring the 5 loaves and 2 fishes to me.
所以他告诉门徒说，把那五饼和二鱼带到我这儿来。
That day, he fed 5,000 and there are seven baskets full.
那一天他喂饱了5,000人，还有7个筐的零碎。弟兄姊妹们，
He's the only person that is adequate.
他是唯一全有全足全丰的。
Today, what we need to is to turn to him every single day, every moment of the day.
所以我们每天每时每刻要转向基督。
Even the way we respond.
其实我们哪怕是我们回应。
No, what, I think last week.、Yeah.
上个礼拜。
You know, while we are coming to the meeting,
我们来聚会的时候，
My boy is driving.
我的儿子在开车。
And he's afraid that we might be late, so he drives a little bit faster in the highway.
所以他害怕我们会迟到，所以他在高速上就行驶的快了一点。
Most of the time, there's not much cars in the highway.
大多数情况下，在高速那个时候不会有太多的车。
But that day, there's a policeman there.
但是那一天就有一个警察。
Hey, caught him.
就抓了他。
And so when he reported this to me, I'm not really very happy.
他告诉我这件事情，我真的不是太高兴。
So on our way home, it's according to my nature, I want to fix this problem. I give him a good scolding, you know.
那照着我的本性来说，我真的要好好教训他一顿。
But when I'm about to speak, I will say, keep quiet.
但是当我要说话的时候，里面的声音就告诉我、
oh, you,
不要讲话。
Oh, you just know, my character is about to speak. I will say, keep quiet, keep quiet.
那我本来照着我的本性，我就是要发作一下，但是我里面的声音告诉我不要讲话，不要讲话。
But that day, Lord, you said, keep quiet, I keep quiet.
但是我就对主说，主啊，你告诉我不讲话，那我就不吱声。
Suddenly, when I keep quiet, the boy, my boy was touching me. Hey, daddy, hi, daddy.
所以当我不讲话的时候，我的儿子就开始碰碰我说，爸爸，爸爸。
Oh, it's my fault. It never happened again.
是我的错，不会再有了，不会再有了。
This is what we experience Christ in our life.
所以这就是我们来经历基督是我们的生命。
If I will speak, and you know, in my anger, the temper comes out, there will be a lot of discussion going on.
那如果照着我的本性，我的怒气发作的话，那我们就会有很热的交通。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
That time I experienced Christ is my life.
那天我就经历了基督是我的生命。
Sometimes the Lord say, "You need not speak, don't speak."
当主对你说你不要讲话的就不讲话。
Sometimes when we need to speak, we need to speak.
当主告诉我们要讲话的时候，我们就要讲话。
A lot of times, you know, when we meet the parents of this high schooler.
有的时候我们与高中生的父母亲有聚会的时候。
They try to tell us the problems of the children. They always play at the iPad, so on and so forth.
他们总是向我们埋怨说，我们的孩子们在玩 iPad， 在干这个干那个。
The question in my mind, why don't you talk to them?
那我就在想，你怎么不告诉他们呀？
They feel that if they say something, that the children might be hurt.
那他们感觉，他们如果指责他们的孩子，他们的孩子就会受伤。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord put the children in our hands.
但是弟兄姊妹们，主把我们的孩子交托在我们的手中。
Is that we might educate them according to the ways of the Lord.
好叫我们能根据主的旨意来引导我们的孩子。
Especially when the Lord tells us to speak, we need to speak.
特别是如果主教我们要教导他们，我们真的要讲话。
This is to experience Christ is our life.
这就是来经历主是我们的生命。
Lastly,
最后一点。
You know, it's one thing, you know, to walk a Christian life, you know, in defeat because we use our own strength.
那最后一点我想交通的就是按照自己的力量来过基督徒的生活，我们就只有失败。
But it's another thing to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, to walk, to live a Christian life.
但是如果我们走在圣灵的光和能力当中，我们就能够过得胜的生活。
Then walking in the Spirit,
走在依着圣灵行事。
Christ being our life is a daily and momently matter.
基督作为我们的生命是每日每时的一件事情。
Don't think that, oh, I had a good experience, then we just leave it behind.
不要觉得我有好的经历，所以我就把这件事情就过去了。
Before, in our old nature,
作为我们的老我的本性来说，
we live by our old man.
我们是照着老我的本性来
生活。Now today, God has transferred us.
但是今天神已经把我们迁移了。
We become a new creation in Christ.
我们已经在基督里成为一个全新造了。
Therefore, we need to take Christ to be our life.
因此我们要承认基督是我们的生命。
You know, as I was preparing this message,
当我在准备这个信息的时候，
the chorus just came to me.
就是这一个节就进到我的脑海里。
Yeah, I need thee every hour.
就是我每时每刻都需要你。
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
我需要你，我需要你，每时每刻我都需要你。
How about let's sing this thing, this chorus?
让我们来唱这个。
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee once again.I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we just want to say to you, Lord, we need thee every hour.
主耶稣，我们就想要告诉你，我们真的需要你，我们
真
的需要你。
Lord, we just admit to you that we have no power to live a life according to your purpose.
我们只是想要向你承认，藉着我们自己的力量，我们没有办法活出你的旨意和目的。
Lord, we are weak.
主耶稣，我们是软弱的。
But thank you, you are alive today.
但是感谢主，你是我们的生命。
Daily, we just want to turn to you day by day.
我们每日每时都要转向你
that we might live a life worthy of your calling.
好叫我们的行事为人我们的生活与门招的恩相称
Lord, we pray that this message will not only be a doctrine.
我们祷告我们这个信息不是只是一个教条学说
but really our experience day by day.
好叫它成为我们生命的实际
especially as your day of your coming draw nigh.
特别是你来的日子要近了
we want to live experience you as you being our life.
我们要经历你是我们生命这个实际。
Lord, listen to our prayer.
主求你垂听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。